loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on 80. It's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all of the money you sent me, I'm still living out of my own. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. And thank you for sending your family picture, your lovely young women and men. They say that you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892. My dear brother John, I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that Father passed on. He was living with Bridget. She says he was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. Now you should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of Mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.